Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43. It's getting tougher than ever to distinguish between a real and AI created video. That also goes for fraud. AI is creating such believable emails and websites that customers have to work hard not to fall for them. A human writing style, a message that appears to sit naturally in a thread, even voice verification, all of these things are getting easier to fake. So what's to be done to protect companies and consumers from fake CEO messages or urgent but fake letters from legitimate clients? Richard Swinenberg is the Senior Research Fellow with the security consultants ESET and is with us now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
What is ESET first?
ESET is a Slovak company, Slovak-based company, starting as traditional antivirus, but evolved over all those years into like really complex stuff, threat intelligence services, managed detection, crime reports, making sure also the customers, and that is end users and businesses, are aware.
I suspect that they're quite busy these days with all of those. Give some examples of fake AI or fake audio that have led to major problems.
Well, major problems, like everybody knows about the BEC, the Business Email Compromise, where the CEO is being mimicked to be sending a message. Already in the end of 24 in the United States, a startup company, a security company, there was like a voice message from the CEO to send like money somewhere. And it was only because the people know each other, because it was a startup and really small, that they realized this is the voice of the CEO. But it's not his intonation, not the way he's usually pronouncing things or speaking things.
And this is a problem, of course, because if you do receive a message from the boss, whether it's the CFO, the CEO or the COO, whatever it is, from the C-suite and says, urgently send me the following, urgently do this, your inclination is to follow that order.
That would be normal in the old days. Now I would actually reverse it. If you have a little voice in the back of your mind, like, is this really true? Because this is out of the ordinary. You better check, because it can save a lot of money.
I know, but phoning the boss or the Uber boss, that won't be easy. Especially ordered societies like Germany or Sweden, phoning the Uber boss.
I will do it. I'd rather have like a little...
You're a fairly tall Dutch guy. It's very easy for you.
That's true. But better rather be safe than sorry. I mean, do you want to be the one who sends like millions away to cyber criminals?
No, you don't. Now, it's not just fake emails and websites. There's also fake audio messages. You have an example recently in the Netherlands.
Yes, in the Netherlands, there was a lady, Marion, and she was called by her son, who was on the highway in Germany in a motorcycle accident, and somebody died. And he was crying and talking to his mother. Even the police talked to the mother. And they said, well, if you are going to pay for the funeral, we will not press charges and your son will not be arrested. And she was almost about to pay for the funerals.
When thousands of euros.
When something really happened, and that was her son walked into the living room while she was still on the phone with him. So they actually cloned his voice. And with the panic, you can imagine if your mother calls you or you call your mother and you have something like this, oh, your mother's going to be upset and not listening carefully. Well, she was about to pay when her son actually walked into the living room.
Right. So what do people do? This is really difficult to combat this, isn't it? Especially if they're targeting older citizens.
Specifically all the citizens who are not part of the digital evolution, because it goes too fast for them. I would actually suggest that you always have security questions in place. So when you are in doubt, you can ask like a security question and you have like a pre-agreed answer. And of course, any criminal can never answer that question.
Yeah. But in terms of what employees should do within the company, we've already talked about the BES and the fraudulent messages from bosses. What should individuals do within the company? I mean, I presume change passwords. I presume it's just be suspicious.
Oh, it is not only change passwords on a regular basis. That is not enough anymore. Make sure that you also have like multi-factor authentication. But be aware. Always listen to that little voice in the back of your mind. If you think it is fishy, it may be phishing.
And is there any other scams out there that we should be listening for, watching for?
oh, it actually is going that far right now with like AI and deepfake videos, AI generated. It is almost impossible for the untrained eye now to see the difference, what is real and what is not real.
Okay, so unfortunately, there is nothing to prepare you if it's not visually discernible.
No, if you're not sure, you have to make sure that you, one way or the other, going to verify the content.
Okay.
And basically, that is the new frontier in security. It is not authentication, it is authenticity.
Would it also be fair to say that a lot of people regard the IT department within their company as annoying because they have to change your password, you have to do this, but they're actually doing a very important job?
They are annoying, but they are doing a very important job.
Okay. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. That's Richard Swinenberg, Senior Research Fellow with the Security Consultants ESET.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.